Vistara continued to look sincere and earnest. Ben supposed that it didn't matter if she heard Kelkad's impassioned opinion. Vistara didn't work for the Hutts, and he couldn't imagine the Sith tribe caring one way or another about a species on a remote world and its 25,000-year bond of servitude.
"Well, some of us are Jedi," Ben said. "I'm a Jedi Knight."
For the first time, Kelkad gave him a genuine smile.
"Jedi despise slavery."
"We do, but the treaty's kind of legal, isn't it? I mean, you weren't snatched up and carted away someplace against your will."
Ben did not look at Vistara as he said these words, but he felt her shiver in the Force ever so slightly. She had done exactly that to the Night Sisters. He was starting to grow highly attuned to her nuances in the Force, as well as learning how to read her usually impassive face and body language.
"No, but I did not sign the treaty,"
Kelkad continued bitterly. More loudly, he said,
"This one looks good,"
and made a show of dropping another fruit into Vistara's bag.
"And I do not get to decide my own fate. That is wrong. Jedi know that it's wrong, don't they?"
He looked Ben full in the face, his large dark eyes pleading. Ben felt a stab of guilt. Not for the first time, Ben found himself confronted with what was right versus what was legal. It was an issue that seemed to be cropping up an awful lot these days. He wanted to say something calming and wise, like his father so often did when confronted with things like this, but found no words would come. Fortunately, Kelkad did not appear to want to wait for Ben's comment, and he had no such problem speaking. He continued, the words tumbling out of him.
"I am almost of the age where they will come for me. They might let me stay here and continue to help my father, or they might drag me away to some dangerous world, and I will be told to fight and kill enemies of the Hutts. And the same will be true of every youth my age on this world. All because Barada Embeg got the Hutts to agree to protect the Fountain of the Ancients. I refuse to sully it with the word Hutt. They are not our Ancients. A few guards with blasters, and their commitment is met. But our commitment..."
He broke off. Ben glanced over at Barada, who was starting to again take note of the conversation.
"Your dad's watching," he said quietly.
"I think he's worried for you."
"Of course he is,"
hissed Kelkad, his jowls shaking with barely suppressed outrage.
"He knows he could lose me forever if the Hutts get wind that I'm saying this. But I cannot keep it inside me any longer."
His fists clenched, and the pockpaw he held in one of them split under the pressure, juice dripping freely to the hard-packed dirt floor. Impulsively, Ben said,
"I wish I could help, but we're just a couple of Jedi. I'm sorry."
"I know. But when you go home, you will return to the temple? You will speak with the masters there? We hear of them."
Vistara was watching them both closely. Ben only nodded.
"Tell them that we are a patient people, but we are also a people with a deep regard for time, for what it does, how it shapes everything. Everyone knows that in the face of time, all things fade away."
He smiled, drawing his jowls back from sharp teeth.
"Even treaties."
Ben nodded slowly, then handed over some cred coins. Vistara took the bag, smiling. Without a word exchanged between them, they turned back to the street, out from under the canopied market stalls, where they could talk freely. Ben selected a pockpaw, fiddling with it absently. He wasn't really hungry, but he had to do something with his hands.
"So, the Jedi help slaves?"
"Well, of course we do, where we can,"
Ben said. For no real reason he could fathom immediately, he was annoyed with Vistara.
"To take a being and force it to do something against its will when it's completely innocent of any wrongdoing."
He sighed, peeling the fruit.
"Servants and slaves are useful things,"
Vistara said quietly, simply stating what was, for her, a fact.
"Your father was not quite right, I believe.